Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Last night's Tarawih, we recited various surahs of 28 para. It was the end of Surah Al-Munafiqun. There is an ayat where Allah Subhanahu wa Taala mentions, "وَأَنفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَن يَأْتِيَ أَحَدَكُمُ الْمَوْتُ فَيَقُولَ رَبِّ لَوْلَا أَخَّرْتَنِي إِلَى أَجَلٍ قَرِيبٍ فَأَصَّدَّقَ وَأَكُن مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ." Wherein Allah Subhanahu wa Taala mentions about giving charity. وَأَنفِقُوا, Allah says, and give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Give charity before the time comes when mort comes to you. And then as you are leaving this world, when you are in Sakrat already, then you decide to say, oh Allah, give me a chance so that I can give charity and that I can become pious. Then it is too late. Whilst the person is living, he's got good health, he has money by him, he has wealth, he has properties. That is a time when he should spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are various virtues mentioned about giving sadaqat, charity. It is mentioned in hadith of Tabrani, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioned to have said that a person who gives one piece of bread in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as charity, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases that. Allah Ta'ala increases that piece of bread until it becomes the size of the Mount Uhud. So one small slice of bread a person gives, Allah multiplies, Allah increases that bread until it reaches the size of Mount Uhud. That amount of sawab a person gets on the day of Qiyamah. One hadith says that one piece of bread a person gives, and this one luqma, one morsel of food, or one piece of bread, it becomes the means of three people entering Jannat. One is the owner of the house who commanded that this bread must be given in charity. And then the wife who baked that bread, she also gets the sawab. Then even that servant, obviously a believing servant, who then handed over the piece of bread to the beggar. So three people are given entry into paradise on account of a small piece of bread that is given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One hadith, it is mentioned that every single person will speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. In other words, you have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to account for your sins. A person will see on his right hand side, left hand side, he'll see all his a'mal. And he'll be very fearful. He'll look in front of him, he'll see the fire of Jahannam. There'll be no interpreter to assist him or to explain whatever he has to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll speak directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just Allah and this person alone. Then he will see the fire of Jahannam. Therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اِتَّقُ النَّارَ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even though it may be a small piece of kajur. One kajur you give with ikhlas, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in Allah ta'ala's path, some poor person, some needy person, one small piece of kajur, and that is sufficient enough to save you from the fire of Jahannam. One hadith, it is mentioned that sadaqah, it wards off any type of bala or calamity that is going to come. If some azab is going to come, some musibah, some calamity, perhaps some accident or some theft. But because you give some charity in the morning, Allah Ta'ala saves you from that bala. Allah Ta'ala removes the sin of a person by means of charity. Allah removes his anger from that person. Allah saves you from an evil death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes the heat of the qabr of the person who gives charity. Allah saves a person from the fire of Jahannam. Allah ta'ala removes 70 types of evil from the person. Allah keeps such a person on his shade on the day of Qiyamah. The more a person gives, the more closer he becomes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether a person gives openly or secretly, it is mentioned in the hadith, تُرْزَقُونَ وَتُنْصَرُونَ وَتُجْبَرُونَ. The person will be assisted. He will be given rosy on account of the sadqah he gives. Therefore, it is mentioned in hadith, مَا نَقَصَتْ صَدَقَةٌ مِّنْ مَالٍ. A person gives sadaqah, but his wealth will not decrease. Now, outwardly, it may seem that he is giving money, wealth is decreasing from his, money is coming out from his possession, and therefore, wealth is decreasing. But in reality, Allah Ta'ala gives a person barakat in the wealth that remains. And therefore, it is not decreasing, but increasing. And then two angels every morning, when a person rises, two angels come down. Both make dua. One angel makes dua Allahumma ati munfiqan khalafa. O Allah, that person who is spinning in your path, then O Allah, increase him, and whatever he has taken out, then give him in place of whatever he has given out in your path. In other words, he has taken out something, perhaps some food or clothing. O Allah, you replace him now with something better. And the other angel makes a baddua, a curse. O Allah, that person who is hoarding, that person who is not giving in your path, that person who is just amassing wealth, O Allah, you destroy his wealth. Don't make any barakat remain in his wealth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity whilst we are living, whilst we have the health, we have the strength, we have the possession. A person does not have to be a very rich person. You can be a poor person also. But from whatever you have, if you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, especially in the month of Ramadan, it is mentioned Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would be more generous in the month of Ramadan than any other months. And if a person gives secretly, it is more virtuous. A person who does not show people, he gives it very, very quietly. It is mentioned one hadith, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the earth, then the earth was unstable, it was not firm. And then Allah ta'ala placed mountains as pegs, and the earth became very, very firm, very stable. The angels were marveled and they were amazed. Ya Allah, such a great makhluk, and how so powerful. Is there anything greater and stronger than the mountains? Allah ta'ala said, yes, iron is stronger. So they began to marvel at iron. Allah ta'ala then said, there's something even more stronger than that, and that is fire. The angels asked, oh Allah, anything more stronger than fire? Allah said, yes, water. Anything stronger than water? Allah said, yes, wind. Anything stronger than wind? Allah said, yes, man. And what is the khasiyat of man? When his right hand gives, his left hand does not even know about it. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, they lived a very simple life. Both the children, Hazrat Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, were very, very sick. So they made a vow, a nazar, that if our children are cured, then we will keep fast for 3 days, consecutive fast. Allah ta'ala restored health to them. Hassan Hussein radiallahu anhuma became healthy again. So Hazrat Ali and Sayyidina Fatima began to keep roza. The first day of the roza, Sayyidina Ali went out, got some work and some money he acquired, and Sayyidina Fatima just managed to make some bread. 5 rolls were made. One for Sayyidina Ali, one for Sayyidina Fatima, one for Hassan, one for Hussein, and one for the servant. As they are about to have iftar, the whole day they were fasting, they're about to have iftar, somebody knocks on the door. Who is it? A beggar. He says, oh Ahl Bayt, oh family of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am very, very hungry. I'm a poor person. Please give me something and Allah will give you Jannat. Both look at one another. Definitely after contemplating, they go and give this beggar all the rolls. And they open their fast with water. The second day again, Sayyidina Ali goes, gets a little bit of money and she makes bread again. The second day, an orphan comes, knocks on the door. Same thing happens, they give this orphan the food. The third day again, imagine 3 days now, the third day, they're extremely, very, extremely hungry. Somebody else knocks on the door. Some prisoner was taken as captive, he knocks on the door. And then they give him this bread. 3 days they were fasting, they open their fast with water. Siri they also make with water. You can imagine how hungry they must be. If we don't have our fries and our savories, how agitated we become. And even Siri also, what a hearty meal we have. 3 days they go like this. And the fourth day, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam happens to see the children in this condition. And then he is very perturbed. He goes to see his daughter, Sayyidina Fatima. Her eyes are sunken in. She's gone very, very weak, but she's engaged in Nafil Salat. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes and he gives glad tidings to this family. And he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very pleased. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا, that they gave this food and they gave this rose in charity, although they required it so much themselves, but they fed an orphan, they fed a poor person, they fed a captive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them Jannat in lieu of this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of spending in His path and spending for His sake with ikhlas. And may Allah ta'ala increase us in rewards in this world and the akhirah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.